read your heart well enough.
Good, said the priest, his voice chilling. Read it closely, paladin, and learn fear.
He nodded, and the swordsmen came forward on either side.
Remember your oath, fool. You swore to come without a battle.
Pox felt her belly clench. For a moment fear shook her mind and body both. Then she steadied herself and faced them. As I swore, so I will do. The High Lord and Gerd, his servant, command me. The priests both laughed.
What a spectacle we can offer. It's rare sport to have a paladin to play with, and one sworn to offer no resistance is rarer yet.
Pox made no answer, and when the swordsmen surrounded her, stood quietly. None of them touched her for a moment, daunted by her light, but when the priests gave a sharp command, they prodded her forward, across the yard, and into the doorway. Once inside, the priests grabbed her, and slammed her roughly against the wall of the passage. Her light had vanished. She felt their assault on her heart at the same time, but trusted that no evil could touch her so. Guards bound her arms behind her, and her ankles with heavy thongs, drawing them cruelly tight. Then they dragged her down one passage and another, down deep stairs, where every stair left its own bruise, along wide corridors and narrow ones, until she was nearly senseless. That journey ended in a large chamber, torch-lit, half full of kneeling worshippers. The guards pulled Pox upright, supporting her between them, so that she could see the size of the room and the equipment gathered on a platform at the near end. It was grim enough. Pox had seen such things before. She would never come out of here. She would die of it. And worse than that, she would be watched, taunted, ridiculed, as it happened. She tried to think of something else, anything else, and felt a nudge in her back, warm and soft, as if the red horse had pushed against her. When the priests confronted her, she knew her face showed nothing of her fear. When they introduced her to the waiting crowd, she heard the reaction, the indrawn breath, half fear, half anticipation. A paladin. Would the high gods intrude? But the priests reassured them. The fool had consented. Her gods would not interfere. Pox saw the gloating eyes, the moist-lipped mouths half open. At the back, a dark woman who might have been Bara gave her a mocking grin. As the priests talked on, she saw more and more slip into the hall, drawn by rumor and held by delight. A sour taste came into her mouth. She swallowed against it, praying. Unlike her ordeal in Colobia, most of what happened in the next 5 days and nights remained clear in her mind. They began predictably, by ripping her clothes off and scattering the pieces as the worshippers laughed and cheered at the priest's urging. Pox stared over their heads at the back wall of the chamber. Then one priest handled her roughly all over, squeezing and pinching, as if she were a draft horse up for sale. The second one began, slapping her face with his studded gloves, pinching her breasts sharply. Now they called the worshippers forward, encouraging them all to feel and pry, slap and pinch. It was petty, but not less disturbing for that. The sheer enmity of it, the number of sneering faces, strangers to whom she had never done harm, who snickered and giggled as they ran their dirty fingers over her face, poked her ribs, felt between her thighs. She could not imagine being such a person, taking such pleasure. What could have made them what they were? One youth reached up and yanked at her hair. That began a round of such antics. One would take a single hair and pull it out. Others took a handful and pulled again and again. They pulled other hair,